At this point, we had to hide. We learned that no one was safe from deportation into somewhere in the eastern part of Europe. So who was safe? Well, anyone who was not Jewish. If you were Christian, you would be acceptable. But if you were Jewish, if you were a homosexual, if you were a Russian, you had a whole enumeration of who was considered anathema to the Third Reich occupation. So my father, through his underground activities, met a wonderful human being called Père Froidure, Father Froidure. Father Froidure was running a camp for underprivileged children of Brussels called La Station des Plein Air. This was an outdoor recreation center outside of Brussels where poor children living in the slums of Brussels were invited to spend their daytime, like a summer camp, and at night they would be taken back by trolley car to the center of Brussels. This was my first hiding place. I was one of the first children hidden at the Station des Plein Air by Père Froidure. Père Froidure was ultimately denounced by a Belgian Nazi collaborator, Erexis they called him, and he was tortured and he wound up in Dachau, the concentration camp Dachau. So as a hidden child, I had to assume a total identity. I became a Catholic. I was a Sacred Heart child, and my name was now Henry Girard, Henry Albert Girard. And I actually fell in love with the idea that I was now a Catholic. This was my first religion. My highest aspiration was to become a priest someday. Anyway, from 1941 to the end of 44 was a vicissitude of hiding places from one place to another. My father would come and visit me wherever I was as much as he could. It was very hard for him to travel. He had to be very careful. There were a lot of Belgian Rexists, collaborators, who would get some kind of a reward for denouncing who they considered pariahs, a member of the Jewish population, or a member of any kind of Slav population, or any kind of illegal immigrant that was hiding in Belgium somewhere. So we had to be very discreet as to how we would get together. I was in a camp called Tervuren. I was in another camp called Darmentier. Finally, I was with some private families. Ultimately, in to early 43, we found a place called Jamoigne. Jamoigne is where I stayed for the balance of the war. Jamoigne is really in the heart of the Ardennes. To the south of Jamoigne, you have the country of Luxembourg. Luxembourg is even smaller than Belgium. And then further to the east of that, you have Germany. So Jamoigne is really sort of the crossroads between France, Belgium, and Holland. And then in there south, you have Germany. So we could see a lot of the activities of what was going on in World War II. I remember being 9 years old. I was walking in one of the cemeteries not far with the Catholic priest, who was the priest with whom I was doing my altar boy work. He, at that time, was in his 80s. He was an old priest, He was born in 1856. He was 14 years old when he lived in that same area during the Franco-Prussian War. He was too old for World War I. And he was talking about all the battles that this area, geographical area, had experienced. The battle of the Franco-Prussian War with Bismarck and Napoleon III, World War I between the Kaiser and the Allies, et cetera, et cetera. And little did he anticipate that this very same place we would have about 8 months later, the Battle of the Bulge.